music radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me the news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till
it's
the Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Again, this is Art from Philly. I'm subbing in for Rick Adams today. He said some situations came up, and he asked me to fill in for the show. So I'm going to talk on various subjects today, and also you can call in at your will. And I told the operator we'll take your calls throughout the show. The call number is going to be 800-313-9443. So I'm going to talk about a couple things today, and if you have other things you want to bring up, bring them on up. So one of the things we keep on hearing since Trump is in power is the story about fake news. And the question is it really, you know, what's the origin of fake news with respect to American media? And I can find one specific program that brings it all about. So I was going to talk a little bit about Operation Mockingbird. Operation Mockingbird. It's a program established in the 1950s by the Central Intelligence Agency. It was a large-scale program by the CIA to manipulate news media for propaganda purposes and fund student and cultural organizations and magazines as front organizations. Now, Project Mockingbird is mentioned in a CIA program, the report called Family Jewels Report, which I have on my website called noplaceforcorruption.com, where you can actually read the link there. Now, a big thing about Family Jewels is it talks about the JFK assassination and the role of Johnny Rosselli in that issue. Another thing that was important to realize is, let's see here, the CIA support for front groups after the National Student Association received funding from the CIA, and reports in the 70s revealed agency connections to journalists, civics groups, reports, and so on. Now, if the CIA was involved with controlling and influencing the media back in the 50s, why would they stop, and what are they doing right now? So here's a little bit of history. Straight from WikiLeaks. Since the claim that the CIA ran Operation Mockingbird first appeared in the book called The Catherine the Great, a 1979 autobiography of the Washington Post owner, Catherine Graham. Okay, according to the article, Operation Mockingbird was established by Frank Wisner, director of the Office of Policy and Coordination, a covert operations unit created by the U.S. National Security Council. Mockingbird was in response to the creation of a communist front organization, the International Organization of Journalists, which received money from Moscow. Wisner was recruited by Phil Graham from the Washington Post to run the project, according to Davis. By the early 50s, Wisner owned respected members of the New York Times, Newsweek, CBS, and other communication systems. In 51, Alan Dulles persuaded Kurt Meyer to join the CIA and became the principal operative for Operation Mockingbird. In 53, the media network was overseen by the CIA director, Alan Dulles, by which time Operation Mockingbird had a major influence in over 25 news and wire agencies. That's very interesting, because that we can trace right back to the wire service for the syndicate at the racetracks. the usual method for placing reports developed by the intelligence community to rally reporters to put the information out. These reports were repeated or cited by preceding reporters, which in turn would turn the citing throughout the media services. These networks were run by people who were well-known liberal but pro-American big business and anti-Soviet views, such as William Paley, CBS, Henry Luce of Time and Life magazine, Arthur Hayes of the New York Times, Alfred Friendly of the Washington Post, and let's see who else they got here. They got the Miami News, Henry Hendricks, Barry Bingham of the St. Louis Courier, James Copley of the Copley News Service, the Christian Science Monitor, and so on. So let's look at this a little bit. Now, an interesting thing to note is the role of Cord Meyer in all of this. Cord Meyer was basically tried to get a security clearance, I believe, with another governmental agency, and they turned him down because of his concerns with his connections. He did, through his connections with Wisner and Alan Dulles, succeed in working for the CIA. When he was working for Operation Mockingbird, who was he working with? Who was his biggest coordinator with all this? Walter Annenberg. You know, the same Walter Annenberg whose father was there when they set up the National Crime Syndicate in Atlantic City, the real Boardwalk Empire? That's who he was working for. And if you look at the deathbed confession of CIA agent E.J. Hunt, when he talks about the CIA assassination roles of JFK, he shows a diagram. And he shows LBJ at the top. And then down below, he shows Cord Meyer. There's a couple more blocks in that diagram to put the pieces together so you can see it. So if you were to fill out the blanks in the block diagram of E.J. Hunt on his deathbed confession at JFK, you would see Cord Meyer. You would see he was in charge of Operation Mockingbird. And then right of him was Walter Annenberg, son of Moses. And you can start to see who's really behind controlling the fake media, the Cosa Nostra. Let's look at some fake news recently. We're all hearing about from members of the Liberal Democratic Congress about fake news with regards to ties of the Trump administration to the Russians. As an example, Senator John McCain said he's the one who instigated this. Okay? The same John McCain, who is married to Cindy Hensley, daughter of the Hensley beer distributors out of Arizona, directly relied to the Brofman Crime Syndicate. The same Brofman Crime Syndicate that Jack Ruby worked for, the one who assassinated Lee Harvey Oswald. And that was brought up about in the McKeever reports in Las Vegas, where Senator McKeever actually was reported from Richard M. Nixon that his informant to organized crime was none other than Jack Ruby. The same Jack Ruby who used to be a wheelman for Al Capone, directly chauffeuring him around. Now, with respect to Operation Mockingbird, it was recently reported that we've heard, first of all, Christy Pelosi, the daughter of Nancy Pelosi, was saying, talking about the Russian plot with Donald Trump. And we have Senator McCain saying that he was the one who started this rumor. Let's look at the history of Christy Pelosi. Her mother is Nancy Pelosi. Now, who's Nancy Pelosi's father? Tommy D'Alessandro, former mayor of Baltimore. Close ally of Lucky Luciano. Seems to me that they would be what one would consider mafia princes. And what did Nancy Pelosi do? Well, her husband, when they were privatizing the real estate for post offices, he was getting all the contracts to basically sell off all the real estate. What else did they do? Oh, her husband was famous for outsourcing. One of his favorite things to do in life was go throughout the Midwest, look for companies that he basically grab a hold of, and outsource all the business out to the Far East, primarily China, and put the Americans out of work. Now, this is the kind of leadership that's really upset about what Trump's doing, because he's talking about America first and putting some brakes on the immigration issue. And I can see why. She's getting filthy rich. Her husband is getting rich. And obviously her daughter's taking, you know, realizing the benefits of putting America at last. How come the fake news doesn't report any of this? It's all proven facts. It's on, I have some of the details on noplaceforcorruption.com, so you can read it in the PDF file. So who's really putting out the news? And why are they doing it? The easiest way to figure all this out is what they call follow the money trail. Who makes the money and who's basically channels for making money are threatened by the changes that Trump is bringing about with respect to immigration and calling out the fake news for what it is. Now, it was also reported to CNN News, cable network news. The one news channel has Wolf Blitzer on it. You know, the same Wolf Blitzer who was a former head of the American Israeli Political Action Committee that strongly supports the genocide of the Palestinians over there in the Middle East. Now, who took over cable network news? Actually, Ted Turner used to own it, but there was a merger with American Online, you know, and Time Magazine. And who was basically bought into those interests? It was the Brofman Syndicate. That same Brofman Syndicate that Jack Ruby worked for, that Richard Nixon was looking at the McKeever report on the activities of organized crime back then. That's who runs it. And guess who's, I just read in the news. I assume it's accurate. If I'm inaccurate, let me know. That Senator Schumer, Chuckie Schumer, is now the executive is an executive director for cable network news. How interesting. The American Free Press wrote the article, "The King is Dead," talking about Edgar Brofman Sr.'s when he passed away. And they clearly indicated in there that part of the ownership, one of the entities that the Brofman Crime Syndicate owns, is cable network news. What a coincidence. The same ones are talking about the communists. Not one word about the Zionists and what they're doing to this country, but the communists are the big threats here. And I want to basically, I saw some recent articles about Nuncio Carter and what they're standing up to. And I want to thank them for standing up and bringing up the issues. So as we continue through the show, the call number is going to be 800-313-9443. And if you want to comment or chime in, we'll be taking the calls as we progress through this program. Now, with respect to some other issues I'm going to talk about is outsourcing and how that came about. With respect to outsourcing, it was just recently reported from the Indians that they have 60% taken over 60% of the American information technology industry. And how did that come about? And who's actually doing it? Could it be the same people who are actually talking and promoting fake news are doing it? Well, if you look on noplaceforcorruption.com and you look at the connection of Frank Wisner's son as being the diplomat to India before Rajat Gupta and before all this outsourcing occurred. One wonders, did Wisner's son also work for the CIA? And he was a key proponent in getting all this major outsourcing of American labor to India. Imagine how many jobs America could have right now if we brought back that 60% of that technology work to this country. Imagine how that would impact companies like the H-1B-dependent companies like Facebook, Microsoft, Oracle, and on down the line. They'd either have to hire American or they'd have to basically get out of the country. Amazon's another one of them. So I also like to talk about that as it progresses. Another issue. This is Ray from RBN. Target, the retail chain. They were one of the first promoters of gay bathrooms. Or as people would say, I would say, gay moral decay is okay. Well, at the time they did that, their stock was at $85 a share. And at the time of the RBN report, it was at $65 a share. And today, it's at $55 a share. And if you look at their annual report there, they're saying they don't project any growth, sales growth, for the next 3 years in the future. Zero. Nothing. So the way they're making money is basically becoming more efficient and consolidating what they have. They do have a sales volume of $30 billion a year. Maybe we can get that down to 3 cents by the time we're done. And I want to thank anybody who's out there realizing that this is a way to boycott them. The same goes to the who's the guy who was basically selling coffee, who basically said, I'm going to hire everybody who's a Muslim immigrant because of Trump. Starbucks. And we ought to see how their business crashes and burns. So we can make a difference, and we need to make a difference. And the way we make a big difference is not only with your vote, but with your wallet. That's another way to vote and take it away from them. Every day, every hour, be conscious of what you're doing. Just as I talk about the carbon footprint, look at your Zionist footprint. And wherever you see that you're spending money that enriches them, look for a way to bypass it and spend your money elsewhere. If we all thought in that direction, we can make big changes. And you are seeing changes. Now, I'm not really a full advocate of everything Trump's about. I mean, it looks like he's hiring the 1%. And if you look at it, the less than 70 people in the entire planet have half the wealth of the entire world. So in that respect, it might be an issue. I've had friends that were in politics, and they told me, you know, the system's so, you know, so corrupt, the best thing we can hope for is a good bad guy. In that light, I would say that Trump is probably a good bad guy. Doesn't mean he's, you know, the best choice, but he's better than Hillary. Assuming that he keeps us out of getting into wars in the Middle East or in the Far East. Now, it remains to be seen how this really plays out with what he's doing over there. So the call-in number today is going to be 800-313-9443. And I'm going to continue to talk about some of these other issues when we get to the other side of the break. This should be coming up soon. Now, getting back to another issue that I saw. You've heard me in the past talking with Rick Adams about hate laws. And there's a reason why I talked to Rick Adams. I was referred to him by some other people, and I told him about encountering the Anti-Defamation League, and there's no place for hate program. So in my community, I'll tell you where it is, and we'll talk on the other side of the break.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
G'day, folks. Welcome back to RBN. This is the Rick Adams Show. The call number is 800-313-9443. As I said earlier, I'll be taking calls throughout the show. And first caller we got is Frank from North Carolina. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Art. Thanks for taking my call. You're doing a great job, of course, and you're coming through loud and clear. Hey, you've talked often through the years about boycotting everything, and I think that's a good way to affect some hurt on our enemies. One specifically that always sticks out in my mind when I'm in the grocery store or something, haven't you mentioned Tropicana quite a bit?
Yeah, it's owned by the Rough and Crime Syndicate. Up here, for instance, we have Asher's Candies, which is owned by Robert Asher's family, the same convicted felon when our state treasurer, Bud Dreyer, blew his brains out. There's a lot of foods in the supermarket. It's owned by the mafia, by the way. So I don't know everything. That's where I could certainly use help of other people in RBN to understand what needs to be boycotted. But Tropicana is owned by the Brothman Crime Syndicate, yes. So if you find a competitor's product, do it.
Yeah, I rarely, buy orange juice because it's very expensive. I've always enjoyed it in the past. But, I always steer away from that, even when it's on sale. The only time I buy orange juice is when it's buy one, get one free, that kind of thing. But, I always steer clear of that. I always remember that. And I always tell people that, and I had mentioned it when I was calling into Stormfront one day, and Dr. Patrick Slattery, who hosts a show on this network sometimes, he looked it up, you know, during my call, and he couldn't find any connection to that, but I think maybe he was just missing, you know, out on something. I think I had mentioned the Brockman crime family and whatnot, and he couldn't immediately find that. And I said, well, you know, I appreciate you looking it up and correcting me and everything, but, you know, I still felt like there was a link that they were just, you know, a lot of times they have holding companies and whatnot, right. So you can't really directly.
Right. So one place that I remember seeing it is in American Free Press on the article about the king is dead, about the death of Edgar Bruffman Sr. And by the way, they're always buying up stuff. For instance, they bought out the Weather Channel. They bought out Huffington Post. Now they're in the midst of buying Scottrade. Anybody want to drop a dime to the Securities Exchange Commission and the Organized Crime Strike Force to stop that merger? Because there's no way that we should allow an organized crime syndicate to take over Scottrade, which is their next asset they're buying up, as an example. So if you start to
see... We recently, our big 50,000 watt, one of the oldest radio stations in the southeast, they get bought out all the time, but they just recently got bought out by some company. What the hell is the name of it? Spectra or something. I don't know, but anyway, it's based out of somewhere outside of Boston, I think. And anyway, Mark and PA was looking into it. He found some information that basically said, yeah, this is a Jewish operation, and it actually connected to, God, if I'm not mistaken, I think he's probably listening. I hope he's listening because he might call in and give the details, but it was connected somewhere with Henry Kissinger and his group or whatever, but... Anyway, yeah, they're everywhere. I mean, they're literally just everywhere. I mean, everywhere I turn, they're just everywhere in every position where they need to be. It is sick. But
well, it took them decades to do it, and basically unravel. It's going to take decades to undo it. And first step is, you know, if you read the Art of War, Sun Tzu, first thing they tell you, and there's understand the terrain, okay. And I'm glad you understand the terrain. You can't go into a battlefield not knowing the situation and expect to win, because how many places they have ambushes set up for you to basically, you know, take you out. An example of this, for instance, I remember seeing, what's her name, the CIA gal, Sylvia Edmonds, talking about issues related to, you know, what was going on in Iraq and saying that they gave false information. Who does she go to talk to? She goes to talk to Senator McCain. So you're talking to one of the major players in the Bruffman Syndicate that brought this about, and then you expect a change to occur? And that's what I'm talking about. It's how people are not aware of the situation.
And also, don't forget McCain's connection through his father to the attack on the USS Liberty, the cover-up.
Right. All right, I'll see you on the other side of the break if you want to hang on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app. A global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Good day, RBN. This is Art from Philly, substituting in for Rick Adams, who asked me to take over the show today because he was unavailable. And we have Frank from North Carolina. And after him, we also have Barb from Florida. So welcome back, Frank.
Yeah, thanks, Art. While I'm on here, I just wanted to hang on about another minute. But it's so fresh in my mind, the interaction in the press conference with between Trump and Merkel, the prime minister or whatever they call it, chancellor or whatever of Germany. And she's such a traitor. She's such a traitor to Germany, to the German people, and quite frankly, to the white race. I absolutely fully signed on to destroy the German people, to destroy the white race. I mean, she's all about that. What's her name? Barbara Spectra, I believe, is her name, said.
Yeah. I wonder if she's related to Senator Spectra's family. She looks very similar, out of curiosity. That's all. I don't know the answer to the question.
Well, I don't know, but I just wanted to say, I understand people having a lot of skepticism, and a lot of people really don't like Trump, and, they not liked him for a long time, and I never followed Trump in my life. I knew the name, but I went for like 9 years without television, and I've never seen any of his television shows or any of that. But slow to get on board with all of that too, but I became a supporter just because, mainly because of the way I saw everyone reacting to him. Everything that was controlled by the Jews was totally at war with Trump. So, and I still, you know, I know a lot of people are going to, you know, be yelling at their, you know, speakers. I still do hold some, you know, optimism that he might do something or a number of things in our favor, and I hope he does. I would really appreciate it. And you know, I'm very skeptical of the guy. I don't know if he's even half awake. You know, people like Alex Jones claims that he's the original truth seeker and truth, you know, all knowing truth knower, and he was Alex Jones before Alex Jones was even born. That he knows everything that's going on. I don't know if any of that's true or not, but I do know one thing. I know what I saw yesterday in that interaction. There was a you could feel the tension in the air between Merkel and Trump, and I could tell Trump hates that woman. Now, why would he hate that woman? He knows what she's all about, and she's all about the Jewish takedown of Western civilization. And you can tell he cannot stand it. And you can tell by looking at her. When I look at her face and those expressions, she's very well aware of how he feels. And she knows why, too, by the way. You know, she knows why, and she knows that he knows that she knows. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I just wanted to comment on that. I mean, you know, you can say whatever you want about Trump, but on some level, he is on our side.
Yeah, I would say so. But at the same time, realize his entire family is married into the Jewish community. It's really,
oh yeah,
what I would call it is, you know, I would call it the globalists. I would call it the Rothschilds. I'd call it Mega. I'd call it the Zionists, the Communists, the Bolshevik, Costa Nostra. I mean, there's groups in the Jewish community like New Jakarta, which do not support this. So, I mean, we just got to understand everybody who's Italian is not in the mafia on down the line. Not everybody's Jewish is in this organized crime activity either. And that's what that makes it a little harder to understand that, because it's very easy to just pick on a race and say it's all them, but it's really a criminal element which extends to even the white community, for that matter, as far as white-collar crime. And we need to basically understand what we're up against and stand up to it. And it's pretty easy to figure out who they are.
I'm against the evangelical churches. I'm totally and have long been against the Catholic Church. All these Zionists, all controlled and by Jewish money, just like the Vatican is controlled by Jewish money, has been since any of us was born, before any of us was born. I don't let the Jews off the hook, quite frankly. I don't let any of them off the hook. But I will say this, you know, you'd be surprised to see Frank in North Carolina, what I've had to put up with over the years. I've had to spend Christmases and holidays in a Jew's house, you know, because of certain just factors going on, certain realities in my family where I'm held responsible for taking family members to, you know, to and fro, elderly people, stuff like that. And I have to go and sit and break bread with Jews, and I can't stand it. Because the propaganda is there. You go into the bathroom, you know, you're taking a piss, and what do you see in front of you? There's this thing on the wall that says, accept change, you know, that kind of thing. And we know what that means. That means Jewish change, Jewish control. But the Jews believe that they all pretty much are on board. That, I mean, Jews, they do have some infighting, of course, and all of that, but you know, you got the crazy Jews who, you know, just openly say, yeah, we want to take over the world. And then you got the other Jews that are kind of more reasonable and less radical and maybe even a little bit more intelligent. They're like, God, man, you guys need to keep it down a little bit. Or these going on, they're going to catch on to what we're doing, man. You know, I mean, we're actually safer. I mean, we're gaining so much ground. You guys need to kind of keep it down a little bit. Right. But they all kind of, you know, they're all kind of in on it. On one level or another. It might not just be Zionism, but the destruction of the family, the destruction of society. So anyway, I don't want anything to do with any of them unless they're openly speaking out against what, not just Zionism, but what Jewry is doing. And, you know, it's typical Jewish behavior. It's TJB. Anti-Semitism is a result of Jewish behavior.
criminal behavior. Yeah.
Well, not I mean, just criminal. It's just their nastiness. Their overall seeming they seem to just want to destroy anything pure. They've always got something. Even at Christmas or something, they've always got something nasty to say at family gatherings around children. I mean, I don't. That's been my experience anyway. But anyway, I've taken up too much of your time, but I'm kind of ranting on now, so I'll let Barb and Florida come on.
Well, thank you for your call, Frank. You're welcome back.
Thanks, Barb.
All right, Barb, welcome to RBN, and what's on your mind?
Hi, Art. One of the previous people on the phone here mentioned the USS Liberty, and that came to mind as a source of some information I could send our state legislators. Our state legislature is in session right now. And, of course, right out of the box, Senator Rader brings up a bill condemning the UN Security Council Resolution 2334. And that was the one that, you know, condemns the settlements by Israel in the Palestinian territory since 1967. And, of course, the United States abstained. So these people are enraged. Anyway, they took a vote in committee. And out of 15 people, only one person opposed the resolution. And then the Senate. And then in the House, no, the House, one, opposed it, and then in the Senate, two voted against it, Gibson and Thurston. So I just sent them both, all three of them, thanking them, a little note, and I sent them a booklet on the USS Liberty. But what I want to do is bring to the attention of all your listeners, if you go to ussliberty.org, two paragraphs right there in the very beginning about Israel's role in attacking the Liberty. And so the bills have gone on to the Rules Committee now, which is like one of the last stops before the whole House votes on it. And I'm going to send them that link and say, take a look at this. Israel is no friend of ours, in addition to the fact that they've been persecuting the Palestinians for 70 years. And, we have several people up there in Tallahassee, Berman, Rader, Fine, Moskowitz. Those have been the sponsors of these bills. And, you know, what does that have to do with our state, for goodness sakes? Last year, they passed a bill that they wouldn't, companies don't trade with Israel, that they get none of the contracts from the state. So,
they're
up there promoting. Pardon?
They're starting that right here now in Pennsylvania. Exactly the same thing.
Uh-huh.
We got a Zionist attorney general who has no experience, and he says his main agenda is basically to make sure any company that has state contracts, if they don't work with subcontractors outside of this country, they want them disbarred from getting in any further state business. It's starting up here right now, too. Very interesting you brought that up.
Yeah, so like I say, just an email with look at ussliberty.org, and there's the story right there that they're not our friend. They don't even have to look at what they're doing to the Palestinians because a lot of people don't know about it or don't care about it, unfortunately. And there's another organization where you can get excellent little booklets about it, and that's the Americans for Middle East Understanding. AMisMaryEU.org, and they're the ones that I got the USS Liberty little booklets from with all the history of the chronology. I mean, very good information. Thanks so much, Art. Doing a great job.
And thank you for the call, Barb. This is the Rick Adams Show. This is Art from Philly subbing in for Rick today. He's unavailable. I asked him to help him out with the show. Call number today is 800-313-9443. Just want to make a comment on what Barb said. In addition to the issues she brought about, first of all, these legislatures should be worrying about the state's business. If they want to worry about Israel's business, they should resign in their position as elected officials representing the interests of the American people and work as a sign up as a lobbyist for a foreign country, because that's what they're doing on the taxpayers' dollars. To me, that's called waste, government fraud, waste, and abuse, and that means they're unfit for public office. Just my personal opinion on that. Also, you probably heard about Margo Largo, you know, the club that Trump has there. Well, who did he invite down there? About 2 weeks ago, it was written up in the local newspapers here. George Norcross, okay? The same George Norcross who used to own a Commerce Bank, sold it to Toronto Direct, owned by Phyllis Lambert, the sister of the late Edgar Bruffman Sr., who's the son, and she's the sister of Samuel Bruffman, Capone's bootlegger, okay? So there's one person. Who else did he have? Mr. Toll Brothers, the big home builder from up here. He's another one went down with the Margo Largo Club. And that goes back to the ties to the Bucks County Republican Party, buckscop.org. That was directly tied in with, through Walter Annenberg, with the Warren Commission cover-up of the JFK assassination. That was done right here in my communities, up here in southeastern Pennsylvania. All right, lost track of what I was talking about before the calls. I think I was starting to talk about the hate programs with respect to Abington, Pennsylvania, and the No Place for Hate system program they had down there running throughout the schools. Now, one of the places they run No Place for Hate is in Abington High School. Now, who went to Abington High School? Ash Carter went to Abington High School. You know, the former Secretary of Defense, who under the Obama administration, one of the first things he did was to make sure that gay and moral decay allow an LGBT people to work for the defense industry. That's so nice of him. All right. What else did he do? Oh, he awarded them F-35s. Now, if you go to Abington High School, you'll see their, basically their sports stadium. And it says the Schwartzman Sports Stadium. Steve Schwartzman, who lives over there in Huntington Valley. Now, there's a strong relationship here with this. Once upon a time in America, there was this thing called the Federal Reserve Bank. And it was written up in a book called The Creature of Jekyll Island. And one of the sponsors of the Federal Reserve Bank was Jacob Schiff of Kuhn and Loeb. Okay? The same Kuhn and Loeb that was bought out by Shearson of the American Express back in 67. And then basically they went under, and two of the executives who worked for Shearson, now he's the CEO, has set up the Blackstone Group. What a coincidence. From Jacob Schiff, a founder of the Federal Reserve Bank, to Steven Schwartzman, now running through three generations, the same financial interests and institutions that have a direct connection to the creatures of Jekyll Island and the Federal Reserve Bank. And by the way, if you look at financial information on, you know, the biggest trading blocks, equity partners in Wall Street, the Blackstone Group is the biggest of them all, the biggest fish out there. Bigger than Vanguard, bigger than Fidelity, the big one. Go wonder. Just a coincidence. You know, if you believe in coincidences, I don't. So what happened here is I was protesting this No Place for Hate program, and they said, all right, here's the facts. Gave it to them. This is nothing but a front for organized crime. I don't want to be working, living in a community, paying taxes to a to an activity that's a front for organized crime. So the sponsors, Joanne Strauss, who passed away, says, we would never bring any activity related to organized crime into Abington. And I says, here's the facts. Call her up, says, what do you find? Oh, we're registering you as a hate criminal. Okay, thank you. The Anti-Defamation League calls me up. He says, oh, you got anything to say? We put you on the national database. Yeah, I said, remember what we did to Ed Vivendi. I'll do some more for you, too. So now, that's when Edgar Bruffman was junior. Was interviewed on the Charlie Rose program talking about how he became a convicted felon. Okay? So there's ways to get back at these guys, more than they think. So in addition to that, I then went to the commissioners' meetings for the township. And it's the seriousness of the issue. And one of the commissioners, former commissioners, who basically was thrown out of public office because of my protests, was Commissioner Bob Wachter. And he says, it's people like you that I joined B'nai B'rith, the Anti-Defamation League, to fight against you. That's nice. And all I'm doing is pointing out I don't want to pay any more taxes because of public corruption. And I then protest the information I had on him when he was up for re-election. And he screams at me, calls me every name in the book, gives me the Heil Hitler, everything else, calls me a Holocaust denier. That's funny. When my uncle basically worked, we'll be back on the other side of the break. This is RBN, Rick Adams Show, 800-313-9443.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
G'day, folks. Welcome back to RBN. This is the Rick Adams Show. Call number is 800-313-9443. What I'm doing today is talking about various issues with respect to situations I talked about with Rick Adams in the past. Rick was out this week, unable to take care of the show, so he asked me to sub in for him. That's what I'm doing. So getting back to what I was talking about here, right before the break, was I was talking about Abington, former Abington commissioner, who basically, Bob Wachter, by the way, who was screaming at me, calling me a Holocaust denier, while I was passing out literature about his misdeeds in the community supporting organized crime. He got thrown out of office, by the way. He lost the election. One of the things he called me was a Holocaust denier. I was going to say that's very interesting, since my uncle in World War II worked for General Mark Clark and was there at the Battle of Anzio. And in that battle, his crew basically had a knockdown fight with the Germans there, primarily what he called the Nazis. And they over 200 German Nazis lost their lives in that battle at Anzio, with respect to what my brother, my uncle was doing. Now, at the end of World War II, he was working as a military police officer, an MP, at Nuremberg. And he also saw the camps at Dachau and Buchenwald. And he was taking the German SS officers to Nuremberg to the trials for execution. And he told me what was going on. Were the people in the Jewish community killed? Sure they were. Okay. The number reported during the Eisenhower administration was 1.5 million. Somewhere after the fact, it got reported to be 6 million. So the question is, which number is accurate? I don't know. I wasn't there. I know that somewhere along the line it got distorted. And the real numbers, if you talk about World War II, is the number of people lost their lives in Russia. At least 20 million, possibly over 30 million people lost their lives in Russia due to World War II. Just in Stalingrad, there was over 2 million who lost their lives fighting the Germans, the Nazis. So I hope one of the things that's so interesting about this when they talk about Holocaust denier, and then they think that's their justification to commit genocide to the people in Palestine. There is no justification for what they're doing. And then basically, say, oh, we've got to save Darfur. That's nice. Yes, there is the loss of life in Darfur. That doesn't, by creating a diversion not to talk about the Palestinian issue, oh, that's okay. We can commit genocide in Palestine, and we'll try to save people in Darfur. What hypocrisy. Now you look at the foundation of how Israel was founded. It was founded by Harry Truman, okay? To meet the Balfour Agreement. You know, the same Balfour Agreements that were started in Great Britain, before World War I. All right. We'll talk on the other hour. This is the Rick Adams Show, 800-313-9443. And see you after the top of the hour.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.